Welcome to The Will Evans Show, a podcast that is meant to teach you everything you did not learn in school. Today, we're going to be talking about leaving a legacy, and then I'm going to coach you up. Let's go. One of my favorite things to talk about is leaving a legacy, talking about building wealth, because that is the end goal of where these baby steps go. We talk about Dave Ramsey's baby steps on this show, and baby step 7 is build wealth and be outrageously generous. And so what that looks like is, hey, you're building this wealth, you're being outrageously generous, and in doing that, it all goes back to your why of, hey, I'm doing this so that. And for me, one of those reasons of building wealth and being outrageously generous is to leave a legacy. And I love talking about leaving a legacy, but today I want to talk about, okay, if we're wanting to leave a legacy, because I think everyone would say, hey, I want to leave some type of legacy. And it's not a legacy of, hey, I just want everyone to remember me, but it's, hey, I want my family to be taken care of, and I want them to understand this personal finance stuff. I want them to understand that, hey, this is God's money, and we are just managers of the wealth that He has given us. And I love what it says in Proverbs 13:11. If you read the New Living Translation, which I love what it says in here, verse 11 says, "Wealth from get-rich-quick schemes quickly disappears. Wealth from hard work grows over time." And so when I think of how can we leave a legacy, how do we do this, it's not from these get-rich-quick schemes. How do we build wealth? It's not from these schemes that you see on TikTok and Instagram. It is, wealth is from the hard work that grows over time. It always goes back to what we always talk about on this show. Hey, this is a marathon, not a sprint. So this wealth building journey, this financial peace journey, this financial freedom journey is you steadily investing over time. And because you've done that and because you've understood we are just managers of the wealth that the Lord has given us, because we have understood that, over time, we will be able to have that wealth and be able to be outrageously generous. And in doing that, we're leaving a legacy for our family. The other reason that I like to look at these baby steps, and when I start talking about leaving a legacy, the other reason I like to do this is because it also expands our witness. And for those of you that aren't believers, what I mean by that is, hey, when you can say, hey, I want to take care of you financially, that allows you to then say, hey, I'm doing this not just because I have money, not because I want a tax write-off, but no, because of the love that someone else, and that person is Jesus, has for me. And you're just able to speak into their life when you can do that kind of stuff. What we've already talked about, what does the Bible say about saving money and building wealth? But also, if you want to look at some other verses, you can go to Proverbs 21:20. It really talks about being responsible with your money. It starts talking about that stewardship. Ecclesiastes 11:2 is really good because it starts talking about how to, or it tells you to diversify everything. So diversify your investments, stuff like that. And so there's this whole investing and saving money and being quote unquote wealthy as a Christian is not a bad thing. And the Bible, it talks about money. I believe there's over 2,500 verses, over 2,000 verses in the Bible that talk about money or possessions. And so the Bible has a lot of guidance on how we can do this. And then talking about leaving a legacy, a lot of that is an inheritance. In Proverbs, it also says, a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. And yes, that's not necessarily only talking about money. You can leave other stuff as an inheritance. But also, it is talking about money. It's not just talking about, hey, leaving them skills and other stuff. And it also has a material meaning as well of, hey, a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. And the other thing is I want to also instill hope in you is that it is possible to build wealth. A lot of people will say, hey, it's not possible to be wealthy in America anymore. And some people will say, well, you only have $1 million. That's not enough. $1 million is not what it is, or is not what it was 20 years ago as it is today. And yes, that is true. But let's just be real. The people that are saying that have no money at all. I would rather have $1 million at retirement than have zero. But I also want to break down and really dive into and unpack how much money can I actually have come retirement. And again, it's not all about money and having just a massive bank account, but it's really understanding what can you do with that money. You can expand your witness. You can continue to build God's kingdom. It allows you to do other things that you wouldn't be able to do. And all it takes, it doesn't take you getting into a get-rich-quick scheme. All it takes is for you to follow these baby steps. So obviously, this is after you pay off all of your debt, you've built your emergency fund. We move into baby step 4, which is investing 15% of our gross income into retirement. And just right off the bat, hey, Roth or match beats Roth beats traditional. So what I mean by that, take the match because it's free money. And then you want to start looking into Roth because that is you will have already paid the taxes. So come retirement or time for you to pull that money out, you don't have to pay taxes on it. It grows tax-free. But let's look at some examples. I got these from a good buddy of mine. He was a part of a conference that I was at, and he unpacked these numbers for people, and I really liked how he did it. And so example number one, he named this person, I'm a future millionaire. And so the age is 22. The income is $45,000. And then we're going to say he has a 2% annual increase. He's going to start investing 15% into his 401k with 100% match up to 6%. And his return is 8%. What that turns into at age 67, which is full retirement, is $4.64 million. What can you do with $4.64 million at age 67? Well, that generates $32,000 a month in income. And then if you have a 4% withdrawal, or that's at a 4% withdrawal, and so you have $32,000 a month to live on just by steadily investing that 15%. And he was only making $45,000. Yeah, he's got a 2% annual increase, but he started out making $45,000. So I want to instill hope in you that it is possible to build wealth. But I can already hear you out there, well, he's 22 and he's just so young, blah, blah. Okay. Let's move on to the next example. This person's name is Can I Be a Millionaire, age 42. So 20-year difference. But because of that 20 years, their income is now $75,000. And again, this is household income. This isn't just one person. This is household. So household making $75,000. We're still going to do a 2% annual increase, investing 15% into a 401k with 100% match up to 6%. And the return, 8%. What that looks like from age 42 to 67 is $1.37 million at retirement. What does that look like? $9,500 a month in income, and that, again, is a 4% withdrawal. So, again, a millionaire, could you live off of $9,500 a month? I sure could. All right, let's look at the next example. Someone say, okay, well, they were 44 or they were 42. I'm in my 50s. Okay, example number three. Hope I'm a millionaire is the next name. Age 52, income $80,000, 2% annual increase, 15% into a 401k with 100% match up to 6%. The return again is 8%. What does that look like? At age 67, it is $511,000 at retirement, $3,500 a month, and that again is a 4% withdrawal. So Hope I'm a Millionaire is not actually a millionaire based on this example, but it's still generating $3,500 a month, and that is starting at age 52. So here's the thing that you need to understand about investing. There is never a wrong time or a bad time to invest. You just need to start investing as soon as possible. So once you get to baby step four, start investing. And people say, oh, well, I'm in my 50s. It doesn't matter. Start investing. Start putting money away for retirement. And another thing to remember, the priority for investing is your retirement. And then, so it's baby step four, and then it's baby step five of saving for kids' college. You will retire. Your kids may not go to college. You will retire. Your kids may not go to college. So do not throw away your retirement money to put your kids through school. Because, hey, you never know. They may end up like me and drop out of school. And it's a great way for them to learn if you can't or don't want to pay for your kids' college. It's a great lesson for them to learn about hard work, working, getting scholarships. There's a lot of scholarships out there. And so that is what it looks like in baby step four. And I just want to instill hope in you that it is possible to have wealth. It is possible to be at baby step seven, to have wealth, and you're able to be outrageously generous because you have mastered the concept of we are just managers of the Lord's wealth. We are good stewards of what He has given us. And because of that, we followed, hey, what does the Bible say about money? Well, we know in Proverbs 13:11, it says, wealth from get-rich-quick schemes quickly disappears. Wealth from hard work grows over time. So we know that, hey, because we have put in all this hard work, we have followed principles that are based on what the Bible says about money. Because we do that, that money will grow and continue to grow. And by the time you come to retirement, you will have money to leave a legacy and to continue to build wealth and be outrageously generous once you get to baby step seven. And here's the other thing that we haven't even talked about. All those numbers that we talked about, if you follow this plan, if you follow the baby steps, you will have done baby step six, which is pay off your house. So you have no debt, no house payment, no car payment, none of that. And so this 15%, eventually, you could be investing more than 15%, but you do 15% until you get to baby step seven. And so these are all just rough numbers. You can invest more once you get to baby step seven, but this is just showing that it is possible to build wealth and leave a legacy. And when you do that, when you do this the right way, you can start to leave a legacy. You can change your family tree. And, you know, once you get to baby step seven, you truly start to have that financial peace, that financial freedom. Kendall and I, we have this slight sliver of financial peace and financial freedom. And, you know, now we're getting into our house and we're having to take out a mortgage. And it's the only debt I wouldn't yell at you for. But it's like, man, I just can't wait till we can pay off the house. Because then we will have true financial peace and financial freedom. We will have zero payments for the rest of our life. Because we will have finished baby step six and paid off our house. But also, I know that while we're paying off the house, we're going to be investing 15%. Because we are going to retire one day. And we want to leave a legacy. And we want to do what Proverbs says and leave an inheritance to our children's children. We want to do that kind of stuff. So that is what we are doing. That is when you are on this journey, that is what it looks like. And again, Proverbs 13:11, wealth from get-rich-quick schemes quickly disappears. Wealth from hard work grows over time. So this is not the time for you to be looking on TikTok and Instagram and trying to say, hey, what is the fastest way for me to get rich? The fastest way for you that will work, that has a proven track record, for you to get to where you want to be come retirement is to walk out these baby steps and do it the right way. You're going to get out of debt, going to build an emergency fund, start investing 15% into good growth stock mutual funds. We didn't hit on specific investments, but I'll tell you what I do. What Kendall and I do, we invest in good growth stock mutual funds across four categories. You can find those on Ramsey's website. That is what we do. There's nothing special to it. We diversify our investments and we just do that. It's honestly, it's very boring what we do. But over time, that money grows and grows. And you saw the numbers from the three examples I gave of what compound interest can actually do. And here's another example of what compound interest can do for you. If you just invest $300 from age 25 to 65 in good growth stock mutual funds, if you just do that and you get an 8% return, I believe that is $1.04 million. Just $300 a month. But imagine what that can be is if you're making a good salary and you're investing 15% of your household income into good growth stock mutual funds, what would that look like? And what could you also do for God's kingdom because you were a great manager of the wealth that He has given you? This is The Will Evans Show. Hey guys, it's Will. I know this show is all about what you didn't learn in school, but for some of you, you need a little more personalized help, and that's what Evans Financial Coaching is. I specialize in helping people pay off debt and build wealth. If this is you, I've put my contact info in the show notes, so please reach out. I'm here to help you. Evans Financial Coaching, creating paths to financial freedom. Welcome back to The Will Evans Show. We have talked about leaving a legacy, building wealth, and being outrageously generous, and just reaching baby step seven, because I want to instill hope in you that it is possible to build wealth. It is possible to leave an inheritance to your children's children. It is possible to change your family tree, for your family to never know what debt looks like. To never know the weight or the burden that has had on you, they will never know that if you can walk out these baby steps. And I love talking about, what can retirement look like? And this is also talks about why I do the baby steps and why 15% is it's literally just the money percent of being able to invest and build wealth, and it's doable to do 15%. And by doing 15%, it doesn't matter how much money you're making. If you just allow compound interest to do its thing, it can work out for you. So I've been helping you learn how to invest money, or really not invest money, but learn, hey, what's the process of investing? What can happen if I do it the right way? What does the Bible say about this? So I'm helping you out, and now I need you to help me out. And one way you can do that is to like this show, subscribe to the show, follow the show. Whatever your app prompts you to do, can you please, 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 please like it, subscribe to it, follow it. Then always hit the bell at the top of your screen. That way you can always be notified when a new episode drops. We release one every Monday. The show is continuing to grow, which is all I love to see the show continue to grow. And another way that you can help the show grow is to leave a 5-star review. We are only doing 5-star reviews right now. So if you have anything less than 5 stars, just save it for the next podcast, because these 5-star reviews, it just kind of helps with the algorithm, allows more people to hear about this show. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon, all that will start to push it to more people if we have more 5-star reviews. And I love reading those 5-star reviews. But we do have a question came in from Instagram, and it kind of goes along with what we were talking about earlier in the show, which is kind of cool. It says, hey, Will, I'm looking at, I'm trying to figure out where do I put my emergency fund? So earlier in the show, we were talking about, investing in compound interest and stuff like that and getting an 8% return. Well, right now in the current market we're in, me and Kendall personally put our emergency fund into a high yield savings account. Right now, I'm getting about 5.5% on my money. It's completely liquid. I can get it within a day or two. Just transfers to my checking account if I need it. But it's also getting 5.5%, and I'm getting that every month. I'm getting that money from interest every single month. And so that's where we personally put our emergency fund. And that's where I would recommend anyone to put their emergency fund is, don't leave it in your savings account. Get it into a different bank or a money market or something like that that is making more than 0.01% that's what you're making on your traditional savings account on average is about 0.01%. And that's just nothing. And one thing to note on this is that, hey, this isn't going to make you rich, this high yield savings. It's not, because these interest rates will go down and they may go back up, but they may go back down. So we're not going to be getting a 5.5% all the time, but it might as well be making a little bit money if it's just sitting in there. But this money's not invested. It is in a high yield savings. It's completely liquid. I can get to it whenever I want, and that's what you want for your emergency fund. Once you said, hey, this is my 3 to 6 month emergency fund, I would stick it in a high yield savings account. And just remember, you want that to be completely liquid, because when you have an emergency, obviously you never know when that emergency is or when it's going to present itself, when Murphy's going to throw you a curveball or anything like that. You want that money to be liquid. So stick it in a high-yield savings and make sure it's liquid. As always, it's a huge thanks to Ben for making this show run. And remember that no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. This is The Will Evans Show.